Your enterprise chatbot is only as good as the knowledge base behind it. How to connect your SOPs, documents, and live knowledge so the chatbot resolves issues instead of inventing answers. Two companies buy the same model, wire up the same vendor stack, and ship a customer-facing chatbot in the same quarter. One settles at a 60% containment rate, the other never clears 25%. Mature retrieval augmented generation deployments average 55 to 65% containment, while rule-based and generic LLM bots average 20 to 35%, a near 2x spread on the metric that decides business value. The enterprise chatbot market is compounding at 23.3% a year toward $27 to $29 billion by 2030, and Gartner expects 40% of enterprise applications to embed task-specific AI agents by the end of 2026, up from under 5% in 2025. The variable that decides which side of that spread you land on is not the model. It is the state of the knowledge the model can reach. Vodafone moved first-time resolution from 15% to 60%. The enterprise chatbot knowledge base, not the model, decides whether your AI understands your company. Key points. Mature RAG deployments average 55 to 65% containment versus 20 to 35% for rule-based or generic LLM bots. A near 2x gap on the same class of technology. Only 5% of enterprises report substantial ROI from generative AI, and a separate S&P Global survey of 1,000-plus leaders found 42% abandoned most AI initiatives in 2025, up from 17% a year earlier. A containment rate below 30% after 30 days signals an incomplete knowledge base or poor intent coverage, not a technology failure. Data only 6 months old can raise AI hallucinations 19% in production forecasting, while automated verification layers cut factual errors up to 72%. Specialized workflow-integrated AI succeeds about 67% of the time against 22% for generic internal builds, a 3x gap the MIT Nanda study attributes to a learning and integration gap, not model quality. Vodafone raised first-time resolution from 15% to 60% in Portugal after upgrading to SuperTobi. Adding a knowledge graph to an existing RAG pipeline improved retrieval accuracy 77.6% at LinkedIn with the generative model unchanged. Lessons learned. Treat your SOPs, policy documents, and supporting content as the first engineering deliverable, not a data loading afterthought once the model's chosen. Set a knowledge update cadence measured in hours, not days. Benko Bradesco cut update time from 3 to 5 days down to hours and reached an 82% first-level resolution rate. Use the 30-day containment threshold as a diagnostic. If you are under 30%, audit knowledge coverage before touching the model. Structure knowledge, do not just connect it. A knowledge graph layer changes results again after access is solved. Budget for the people and process work. BCG's 10 to 20-70 split puts 70% of AI transformation value in people and process, 20% in technology and data, and 10% in the algorithm. Audio version embed placeholder, PDF lead capture placeholder. Why do two companies get opposite results from the same chatbot technology? An enterprise chatbot knowledge base is the governed collection of documents, policies, standard operating procedures, and structured records that a model retrieves from at the moment it answers a question. Knowledge-grounded AI is the term the industry settled on by 2026 to separate systems that retrieve verified organizational knowledge from systems that generate answers from pre-trained weights alone. The distinction matters because the model is now a commodity. Two organizations can license the same Azure OpenAI or GPT-4 endpoint and get a 4x difference in first-time resolution. The knowledge layer is what differs. The adoption curve has outrun the readiness curve. Spending is not the bottleneck. Worldwide generative AI spending reached $644 billion in 2025, and 97% of chief data officers still report difficulty demonstrating measurable business value from those investments. The money is flowing. The knowledge infrastructure that converts money into a working chatbot is not. What does the data show about knowledge-grounded versus generic chatbots? The practitioner diagnostic already points at knowledge, not the model. A containment rate below 30% after 30 days signals an incomplete knowledge base or poor intent coverage, and the standard remedy is to audit knowledge base coverage before assuming a technology failure. The MIT Nanda study which analyzed 300 public AI deployments alongside 150 leadership interviews and 350 employee surveys, found that specialized solutions with workflow integration succeed roughly 67% of the time, while internally built generic tools succeed only about 22%, a 3x gap. The study named the cause a learning gap. Generic tools do not adapt to organizational workflows or connect to institutional knowledge. So the same tools that impress an individual user collapse at enterprise scale. Both sides of the ledger show up in the same research. Where knowledge governance is strong, the returns are large. Automated verification layers cut factual errors up to 72%, and enterprises that unify their knowledge infrastructure see a 35% reduction in time employees spend searching for information. Where it is weak, the failure is structural. 6-month-old data raises hallucinations 19% in production forecasting systems. The technology works in both cases. The knowledge does not. What are practitioners and users actually reporting? User sentiment looks hostile to chatbots until you read what the dissatisfaction tracks. In a December 2025 SurveyMonkey poll of 2017 U.S. adults, 79% said they prefer a human over an AI agent, 84% believe human agents are more accurate, and 56% reported negative feelings about companies that use AI in customer experience. Read the accuracy number again. The complaint is not that the interaction is artificial. The complaint is that the answers are wrong, and wrong answers are a function of knowledge quality, not model capability. The same survey found 81% of consumers believe AI is deployed mainly to cut costs rather than to improve service, a perception that knowledge-thin deployments confirm every time they hand back a generic answer. Executives see a different picture from the same systems, and the gap between the two views is itself a signal. Leaders consistently report high satisfaction with chatbot outcomes, while frontline customer experience data shows a persistent accuracy problem. The reconciliation is not that one group is wrong. It is that the executive is measuring deployment and the customer is measuring whether the answer was grounded in their actual situation. What does a knowledge-grounded chatbot look like in practice? The clearest way to see the variable is to hold the model fixed and change only the knowledge. Three organizations did exactly that, in three industries, on three continents. Vodafone, from 15% to 60% first-time resolution. Vodafone serves more than 600 million subscribers, and its AI assistant Toby handled first contact interactions at a first-time resolution rate as low as 15% in some markets. That was the everyday normal, a deployed assistant that resolved roughly 1 in 7 contacts on its own. Then Vodafone rebuilt the knowledge layer. In Portugal, it upgraded Toby to Super Toby, training the system on a restructured proprietary knowledge base covering the full range of product variants, billing exceptions, and technical resolution workflows in partnership with IBM. Because the assistant could now reach the answers, first-time resolution moved from 15% to 60%, a 4x improvement, while cost per chat dropped 70% and online net promoter score rose 14 points to 64. Air India, absorbing a doubling of traffic through 1,300 topic areas. Air India's passenger volume roughly doubled between early 2022 and 2023, and its legacy rule-based virtual assistant could not scale to the volume or reason over live policy. The airline launched AING on Azure OpenAI service, grounded through retrieval augmented generation in its own policy documents, fare rules, and operational databases across 1,300 distinct topic areas. The engineering team tested contextual edge cases directly, including reasoning that a Labrador is a dog and therefore falls under pet policy. AIG now handles about 30,000 questions daily and has managed nearly 4 million queries at a 97% automation rate, saving several million dollars a year. The detail that proves the point, daily contact center call volume stayed flat at around 9,000, even as passenger traffic doubled. The knowledge layer absorbed the entire increase. DBS Bank, treating the knowledge base as a live asset. DBS Bank, Southeast Asia's largest bank, had run a basic corporate banking assistant since 2018 on static, pre-programmed responses that created bottlenecks as query complexity grew. DBS built DBS Joy in-house, integrating large language models with the bank's proprietary knowledge base and routing complex cases to specialists backed by an AI copilot. During trials from February to November 2025, the system handled more than 120,000 unique chats from about 4,000 monthly active corporate clients, and customer satisfaction improved more than 23%. The mechanism worth copying is operational, not technical. DBS ran a continuous quality loop where post-call evaluators reviewed responses and fed corrections back into the knowledge base, treating knowledge governance as a process rather than a launch task. What pattern emerges across these cases? Hold the technology constant, and the knowledge layer explains the outcome every time. Air India bought commodity Azure OpenAI infrastructure and won on 1,300 topic areas of structured policy. DBS treated the knowledge base as a living asset and gained 23 points of satisfaction in a trial. The common thread is that none of these wins came from a better model. They came from connecting the model to current, structured, governed knowledge. The corollary is uncomfortable for anyone shopping for outcomes by comparing model benchmarks. What happens at the organizational level when knowledge is fragmented? Zoom out from individual chatbots, and the knowledge problem is older and larger than any AI project. AI knowledge fragmentation costs enterprises the equivalent of losing 4 full-time employees per 50-person team to total inactivity, and knowledge workers waste an average of 209 hours a year on duplicative work caused by information silos. These costs predate the chatbot. A chatbot built on top of that fragmentation does not fix it. It inherits it and then exposes it to customers one wrong answer at a time. The structural conditions are the modal case, not the edge case. Gartner estimates 57% of enterprise data is not AI ready. 82% of enterprises experience workflow disruptions from siloed data, and only 4% have fully integrated data systems across the enterprise. The institutional knowledge problem compounds it. 60% of knowledge workers find it difficult or impossible to access information held by colleagues, and 90% of organizations report serious knowledge loss from departing or retiring employees. You cannot ground a chatbot in knowledge the organization itself cannot reach. What do users and practitioners consistently report across review sources? The same theme repeats across independent sources. Resolution and satisfaction have come apart. Users will accept a chatbot outcome and still report the experience as harder than talking to a human. And when an issue is serious and unresolved, the preference for a human agent climbs. That pattern is consistent with the SurveyMonkey accuracy data. People forgive the channel and punish the wrong answer. The convergence across customer surveys and practitioner KPI guides is that the complaint is rarely the bot is too robotic. It is the bot did not know. What drives the gap between strong and weak outcomes? Do the math on the compounding. Take an enterprise running 30,000 chatbot sessions a day, Air India's volume. At a mature 60% containment rate, 18,000 sessions resolve without a human. At a generic 25% rate, 7,500 resolve. The difference is 10,500 human-handled contacts a day that the knowledge-grounded system avoids every day, forever, on the same underlying model. Now run the staleness effect across that volume. If six-month-old data lifts hallucinations 19% and your knowledge refresh lags by 2 quarters, roughly 1 in 5 of the answers your bot does give degrades in accuracy. The strong outcome organization is compounding deflection and accuracy at once. The weak outcome organization is compounding escalation and error. Same technology, diverging curves. Gartner's own forecast confirms where this ends. It projects over 40% of agentic AI projects will be canceled by the end of 2027 due to escalating costs, unclear business value, and inadequate risk controls, not model failures. The cancellations are predictable, and they are attributable to a specific cause. What actually decides whether a chatbot understands your company? The variable is not the model you pick. It is the state of the knowledge the model can reach. Whether your SOPs and documents are connected, current, governed, and structured for retrieval. Once you see this, the spread across deployments stops looking like a technology lottery and starts reading as a direct measure of how well each organization maintains its own knowledge. The model is a commodity. The knowledge infrastructure is the product. Access alone is necessary and not sufficient, and this is where most reframes stop too early. Connecting the model to documents is the entry ticket. How those documents are structured changes the result again. LinkedIn's engineering team built a hybrid system that added a knowledge graph to an existing RAG pipeline, representing support tickets as tree-structured nodes with explicit and implicit connections, with the generative model held constant. Retrieval accuracy, measured by mean reciprocal rank, improved 77.6%, and agents cut median per-issue resolution time 28.6%. The model did not move. The structure of the knowledge did, and it produced a second step change after access was already solved. This is the necessary but insufficient turn. Reaching the documents is the floor. Structuring them is the lever. The budget question follows directly. BCG's 10-20-70 framework puts only 10% of AI transformation value in the algorithm, 20% in technology and data infrastructure, and 70% in people and process. Read against the case studies, that allocation stops being abstract. Vodafone's gain came from restructuring a knowledge base, a people and process investment. DBS's gain came from a human evaluation loop feeding the knowledge base, also people and process. The money that produces a working chatbot is the money that keeps knowledge governed and current, and it sits almost entirely outside the model. What does a successful knowledge-first implementation look like? Banco Bradesco, Brazil's largest private bank, makes the mechanism visible. The everyday normal was a virtual assistant, BIA, whose answers took 3 to 5 business days to update, which meant the knowledge was almost always behind the policy. Then Bradesco rebuilt the architecture around live retrieval, integrating Azure OpenAI service with Azure AI Search, pulling from verified internal documents in real time, deployed as BIA agentures for branch managers and BIA clientes for retail customers. Because answers now generated dynamically from current documents, BIA reached an 82% first-level resolution rate against a goal of 80%. Knowledge update time fell from days to hours, and manager queries rose 8x, the detail that isolates the variable. The 8x rise in manager usage came after the knowledge went current. Managers trusted the answers only when the answers were current, and they used the system only when they trusted it. Bradesco did not improve BIA's conversation logic. It connected BIA to live documents, and adoption followed accuracy. Set Bradesco next to a generic deployment, and the contrast resolves on its own. The earlier weak outcomes were not running worse models. They were running on stale or disconnected knowledge. The transformation cases change that one input. What does getting the knowledge layer wrong actually cost? Both sides of the ledger are large. On the downside, the abandonment data is the cleanest signal. 42% of enterprises abandoned most AI initiatives in 2025, up from 17% the year before, and only 5% report substantial ROI. Those are sunk pilots, sunk integration work, and sunk credibility, and Gartner's forecast of over 40% of agentic AI projects canceled by 2027 says the bill is still being run up. On the upside, the returns from knowledge-integrated deployments are consistent. Forrester Total Economic Impact Studies, which are vendor-commissioned and should be read as directional, put 3-year ROI in the 300 to 400% range. Poly AI at 391% on 14.2 million of benefits against 2.9 million of cost, and Zendesk Advanced AI support at 301% on 30.9 million against 7.7 million. Even discounted for commission bias, the spread between a 5% success rate and a 300% plus ROI is not a model selection story. The hidden costs sit inside the organization, not on the invoice. Knowledge fragmentation already burns 209 hours per worker per year before any chatbot exists, and a chatbot grounded in that fragmentation passes the cost to customers as wrong answers. The overlooked return is the inverse. Unify the knowledge and employees recover 35% of search time, with up to 75 minutes saved per employee per day, where AI is embedded in a unified knowledge platform. Every one of those figures moves with the knowledge layer, not the model. That is the whole point. The economics are a readout of infrastructure quality. How do you fix an enterprise chatbot that does not understand your company? The thesis restated as a build instruction. A chatbot delivers value only when it can retrieve your company's current, governed, structured knowledge. And the deployments that work treat that knowledge as infrastructure rather than as a one-time data load. At Tricky Wombat, we build the pipeline around the knowledge layer, not the model. The model is interchangeable. What the pipeline has to get right is everything between your source documents and the answer the customer reads. Three requirements decide the outcome. One, govern the source before you retrieve from it. Most systems point a retriever at whatever documents exist and treat ingestion as a one-time job. The result is a chatbot grounded in stale, duplicated, and ungoverned content, which is why six-month-old data alone raises hallucinations 19%. We treat the source as a governed asset with named owners, a defined review cadence, and a freshness signal attached to every document. Retrieval only runs against content that is past governance, so the bot cannot answer from a policy that expired 2 quarters ago. Two, retrieve with hybrid and structured methods, not a single vector index. Most systems ship a single dense vector index and call retrieval solved. That misses lexical exact matches and ignores the relational structure between documents. We combine lexical search with dense embeddings, then add a knowledge graph layer where the relationships between policies, products, and cases carry meaning. This is the step that produced LinkedIn's 77.6% retrieval accuracy gain with no model change. Hybrid plus structured retrieval is the difference between finding a document and finding the right answer. Three, close the loop with continuous evaluation and citation verification. Most systems launch, declare victory, and never measure containment again. We instrument the pipeline from day one. Containment tracked against the 30-day diagnostic, every answer carrying a verifiable citation back to its source document, in a human evaluation loop feeding corrections back into the knowledge base. The same loop that earned DBS 23 points of satisfaction in a trial. Knowledge governance is an operating process, not a launch task. The pipeline runs continuously. It monitors freshness, reprocesses documents when sources change, and verifies that every citation still resolves to live content. Because the knowledge base improves with each correction and each new document, the system gets more accurate the longer it runs, while a static deployment decays from the day it ships. The bottom line. Across Vodafone, Air India, DBS, Bradesco, and LinkedIn, the technology was never the variable. Every measurable gain came from connecting a model to current, structured, governed knowledge, and every persistent failure traced to knowledge that was stale, siloed, or unstructured. The spread between a 15% resolution rate and a 60% one is not a model benchmark. It is a knowledge benchmark. This is the broader principle for any engineering leader allocating an AI budget. You are not buying intelligence off a shelf. You are deciding how well your organization will maintain the knowledge that intelligence reads from, and that decision sits in people and process, where BCG locates 70% of the value. The model will keep improving on its own. Your knowledge layer will not improve unless you build the discipline to make it. The organizations that treat their SOPs, documents, and institutional knowledge as governed infrastructure will keep widening the gap because deflection and accuracy compound in their favor every day the system runs. The ones still shopping for a better model will keep abandoning pilots and wondering why the same technology that worked in the demo failed in production. The answer was never in the model. It was in the knowledge base they never built. FA. What is an enterprise chatbot knowledge base? It is the governed set of documents, SOPs, policies, and structured records a chatbot retrieves from when it answers a question, rather than generating from the model's pre-trained weights alone. The quality of this layer is what separates mature RAG deployments at 55 to 65% containment from generic bots at 20 to 35%. It is the variable that decides whether the chatbot reflects your company or guesses. Why do most enterprise AI chatbot projects fail? They fail on knowledge and integration, not on the model. The MIT Nanda study found specialized, workflow-integrated tools succeed about 67% of the time versus 22% for generic internal builds. And name the cause, a learning gap where generic tools never connect to institutional knowledge. Only 5% of enterprises report substantial generative AI ROI. How do I know if my chatbot's knowledge base is the problem? Use the 30-day containment diagnostic. A containment rate below 30% after 30 days signals an incomplete knowledge base or poor intent coverage, not a technology failure. And the standard response is to audit knowledge coverage before changing the model. If accuracy degrades over time, check knowledge freshness, since six-month-old data can raise hallucinations 19%. Does a better AI model improve chatbot accuracy? Rarely as much as better knowledge. Vodafone moved first-time resolution from 15% to 60%, and LinkedIn improved retrieval accuracy 77.6% by adding a knowledge graph while holding the generative model constant. BCG's framework puts only 10% of AI transformation value in the algorithm and 70% in people and process. What is RAG and why does it matter for company chatbots? Retrieval augmented generation connects a model to your documents, so it answers from retrieved company knowledge instead of pre-trained guesses. Mature RAG deployments average 55 to 65% containment versus 20 to 35% for non-grounded bots. It is the entry ticket to a chatbot that reflects your actual policies. Is RAG enough, or do I need a knowledge graph too? RAG gives you access, which is necessary but not sufficient. Adding a knowledge graph that captures relationships between policies and cases improved retrieval accuracy 77.6% at LinkedIn on top of an existing RAG pipeline, with the model unchanged. Structure is a second lever after access is solved. How current does a chatbot's knowledge need to be? Current enough that policy changes reach the bot in hours, not days. Banco Bradesco cut knowledge update time from 3 to 5 days down to hours and reached an 82% first-level resolution rate, with manager usage rising 80x once answers were trusted as current. Stale data measurably degrades accuracy, raising hallucinations 19% at 6 months. What ROI can a knowledge-grounded chatbot deliver? Commissioned Forrester studies, which are directional and vendor-sponsored, report 300 to 400% three-year ROI for knowledge-integrated deployments, with PolyAI at 391% and Zendesk at 301%. Vodafone cut cost per chat 70% through its upgrade to SuperToby. The returns track the knowledge layer, not the model. Why do customers dislike AI chatbots? Mostly because the answers are wrong, which is a knowledge problem. A December 2025 SurveyMonkey poll of 2017 U.S. adults found 84% believe human agents are more accurate and 79% prefer humans. The dissatisfaction tracks accuracy, and accuracy is a function of knowledge quality, not whether the channel is automated. How much does poor knowledge management cost an organization? More than the chatbot budget. Knowledge fragmentation costs the equivalent of 4 full-time employees per 50-person team, and knowledge workers waste 209 hours a year on duplicative work from silos. Unifying knowledge recovers 35% of search time,